spring has arrived, and for many that means beer season. And let's be honest, for a lot of folks, it's always beer season. That is certainly good news for craft brewers. Good morning, I'm David Fair, and you're listening to Issues of the Environment. It's a regular morning edition feature on 89.1 WEMU. Now, you may be wondering, what does craft beer have to do with the environment? Well, as I'm learning, it turns out quite a bit. Craft brewers in particular appear sensitive to issues of sustainability, and given the amount of resources needed to craft a good brew, that's a good thing. My guest this morning has made it his career to help small craft brewers achieve product quality in more sustainable and environmentally friendly ways. Jarrett Diamond is director of the Green Brewery Project, and good morning to you, Jarrett.
Good morning.
Ann Arbor, Ypsilanti, and Washtenaw County have really become a hub for the local craft brewing movement. The state ranks fifth in the country with at least 131 craft breweries. So, Jarrett, that has to make it one of Michigan's growth industries and a burgeoning economic engine, correct?
Absolutely. In 2013, it contributed over $1 billion to the Michigan economy and employed over 11,000 people.
And if you project forward, then we're looking at something that's going to grow exponentially in the years to come, if current trends hold, correct?
That's absolutely right. In fact, just last year alone, nationwide, the craft industry grew 18%.
Craft brewer, by the way, is defined as a business that produces less than 6 million barrels of beer on an annual basis, right?
That's right. And they also have to be owned 25% or less by big conglomerates that don't really brew beer.
6 million barrels is still a lot of beer, and I'm guessing that a tremendous amount of water has to be used to create that beer. How could a craft brewer sustainably manage that kind of water use?
Well, there are a lot of different water-saving practices that can be built into the brewing process. Different ways of filtering the beer, better use of spray nozzles. There are cleaning processes that can be used more efficiently using the right technology. And all of this contributes to a better management of one of our most precious resources, water.
The logical part of my brain, which doesn't understand math real well, tells me that it would take roughly a can of beer to create, or a can of water to create a can of beer, 12 ounces for 12 ounces. That's not at all true, is it?
Well, no, unfortunately, that's not correct. But in fact, it takes about 3 to 7 times or as much water as you get beer on the other side. So if you have one bottle of beer on the outside that you're drinking, it took about 3 to 7 bottles of fresh water to make that beer. And that doesn't even include the water that went into growing the hops and the grain to make the barley to make that beer.
So what it says to us is that we really do have to seriously explore how best to manage our water resources in the production of something that is so demanded by the public.
Absolutely.
This is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. We're talking about environmentally responsible craft brewing with Jarrett Diamond. Jarrett is the director of the Green Brewery Project. Now, you just mentioned moving on down the line. There is an environmental impact on the agricultural side in the growing and the harvest of the barley and the hops, and there's a lot of fossil fuels that are used in that production. So how does a craft brewer help mitigate the impact beyond its walls?
Well, that's actually even more challenging. But fortunately, there are things that craft brewers can do. There are local organizations like the Michigan Hops Alliance that craft brewers can try to source many of the raw materials, like the hops, of course, that go into the beer. They can also look to sourcing locally grown grain and barley that would go into making the beer as well. But what they do have the most control over and is definitely at their disposal to make improvements in is what happens inside the brew house.
And does it take a lot of energy to produce beer?
It sure does. It takes between 12 and 22 kilowatt hours of electricity just for one barrel of beer, where a barrel is an industry standard measure of beer, about 31 gallons.
That makes me think in specific of Arbor Brewing here in town, where Matt and Renee Graff have gone to extraordinary measures to reduce their environmental footprint in the production of their beers and the operation of their facilities. And you actually worked with them.
That's right. It was actually my master's project that I worked on with a group of other students from the School of Natural Resources and Environment at University of Michigan. And we got together and with the support of Matt and Renee Graff from Arbor Brewing Company's microbrewery, then called Corner Brewery, we spent about a year and a half identifying opportunities for them to reduce their environmental footprint and save money.
Now, they've gone to adding solar arrays and doing all sorts of environmentally sustainable things to reduce their environmental footprint. What are some of the highlights?
Well, as your listeners probably know, the Greffs have had a long history of fantastic environmental stewardship with their business. And as you mentioned, the solar array is actually a fairly special project. It uses Detroit-assembled solar panels that don't just generate electricity from the sun, but they actually generate hot water as well. They take water that's circulating from hot tub looking things behind the brewery, and then that water cycles through the panels, collects heat from the sun, and then goes back into the hot tubs and it warms it up. And they use that water to heat up the water that they're going to be using for brewing and for their the front of the house service in the restaurant.
And that's cutting about 50% off their energy bill on an annual basis, isn't it?
You know, I spoke to Matt actually at the beer festival last time, and I asked him how things were looking, and he said our production's doubled and our energy bill's halved.
You can't ask for much more than that, although we're probably going to as we move forward and the technology gets greater. What would you say is the average level of participation in sustainable brewing processes among those who generate craft beers now? Obviously, the Greffs are at one extreme, and then there's those who are doing little to nothing. But where are we on average? Are we meeting a responsibility to our environment?
Well, it's hard to put a real measure on that, but the key is that there's a lot of interest and a lot of buy-in on the part of the craft brewing industry. One of the reasons I enjoy this job so much is that I get to work with some of the most passionate and really environmentally conscious and socially conscious people I've ever met. And so it's not a hard sell to help brewers see that making an investment in sustainability is an investment in their business. There's quite a bit of buy-in. Not everyone sees that it's actually is more financially viable to make these investments. And that's one of the things that I can help with.
I guess if I were a business owner and you were making your presentation to me, I would say, I don't have the money up front. Are there available resources to me as a business owner to make those upfront costs so that we can both protect the environment and be economically viable down the line?
That's absolutely correct. There are special programs that are available to Michigan business owners, and in particular to rural business owners, that allow you to make investments in saving energy and saving water that can help you actually get cash flow positive basically from day one while making these investments that are going to pay for themselves in a much shorter amount of time.
As someone who is committed to the environment and also to craft brew, does your beer taste better when you know that it's done in an environmentally sustainable way?
I think so.
I kind of knew that was going to be your answer. We'll end with a softball question. Thank you so much for your time today. I truly appreciate it.
Well, thank you. It was a pleasure.
That is Jarrett Diamond, the director of the Green Brewery Project. For more information on the work they're doing, go to greenbreweryproject.org, and we'll include a link for you on our website at wemu.org. I'm David Fair, and this has been Issues of the Environment. It's a weekly feature produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division, and it's heard only on 89.1 WEMU.